We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara. We learned yesterday at the end of the Amud that if someone is out there looking for money and he's selling his property because he needs the money, so then it's not a mechira until the guy pays off because he wants money. The person selling needs the money. Masha'inkin, if you can figure out another reason why he's selling because he wants to get rid of the property, so it's very possible he's maskim that you could pay him over time. So here we have a case of this. Pshita. Boiler's wounded mayor. He needed $100 for something, or $100,000, and he had to sell a property. He has two properties. He has a $100,000 property, a $200,000 property. No one wanted to buy the $100,000 property. So he's selling a $200,000 property. And he's trying to get the money. You're not kinda. I only need $100,000. But the reason why he wants all the money, because he wants to buy another property worth $100,000, because he only wants to sell $100,000 worth of real estate, not more than that. So here, if he's looking for money, he wants the money. But the question is like this. That's Pasha. The question is like this. He wanted to sell his $100,000 field. He couldn't sell it. If he would have worked hard, he would have found it. But he took his $200,000 and put that on the market. And he's looking for money. My, is that considered that he needs the money? Because my, why here we have it sad? Because if he really was so pained by selling that $200,000 property, so let him try to sell the $100,000 property. He didn't try too hard, so there must be something wrong with the $200,000 property, and therefore he's selling it. Or Eloi Lemaisa, since he sees looking for money, and he needs money, and it's not, we don't know clearly it's Pnei Ra'asa, so maybe not, take Gemara stays with a Shaila. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you hired a Chamar and a Kadar, you hired, let's say, someone to bring things for Chasana, and the guy backs out in the middle of the job. So now we have a chasa tonight, and the musicians backed out in the middle of setting up. They're done. They left. So what do we do? So it says the Mishnah, two ideas. Either Shaykhah Alehim, which means you hire new workers and you deduct from their salary, or you matan, or you fool them. And Ad Zakta Gemara, Ad Kama Shaykhah Alehim, until how much are you Shaykhah on them? Omrav Nachmin, Akedei Scharon. Until this is the Dava Avod, and you deduct from them akadei scharon, like Rashi says, im also etlik sas malacha like kiblu klum, didn't get anything yet. Soichalem kol mashu chayiv lahem yosef lachayiv yigemru, whatever you chayiv to them, you add on to the new guys, and that's how much you could take away from them. But you don't take out of pocket according to Rashi. So the Rebbe Peretz asks, so im kain, what's the difference in this case and the first case? We hold yad poyel al tachtoina. If his chayzer is al tachtoina, anyway, this halacha. If you hire new guys, you could doctor from his salary. So what's special about dava avad then? It's not like dava avad is special. Seich aleim amaton. Lefi Rashi, it's a pella. What's special about it? Zoyfreik Rebbeinu Peretz akasha pashta kasha, and he brings down the Rishonim to say something else. But first, let's see what he answers. So Rebbeinu Peretz answers his kasha by saying that he says, he says, if it's not a Dav Avod, I can't automatically just pay up a lot of money for another pile. If the going price is still the old price, I gotta look for pile until I find them. You get a pile right away, that's the difference. Of course, you could deduct from the first guy's chari by both cases. But here, you could seich aleim immediately, even though you can have to pay overpay, and you could deduct that from the salary. That's Rebbeinu Peretz answers Rashi. But he brings down from Rebbeinu Tam a different pshat. The akadei schara means that you could actually charge them akadei schara. If you're going to pay them two shloim, I could hire new workers up to two shloim. And that means they have to pay out of pocket, more than just deducting. They have to pay out of pocket for your worker. That's a
Even start working.
You need to not only deduct them, you have to charge them for the new workers. The fee rash, you're just deducting what the salary was. Right. But according to the other side, you're actually going to have them pay for the new workers. Let's say they're getting paid $100 a day. They left the middle of the day, so they're supposed to get $50. Not only do I only give $50, I'm going to charge them $50 also. I could get new workers for up to $100 and charge them the whole $100. That's the other term. We learn Rashi. Rashi just learns you deduct from the salary. We said nafkmina, the Bay Parrot says, nafkmina here is you can hire the people right away. So that's what it says. Akadis Kharan. It's a Rabbi Nachman, Adabam, Chemish Mazuz. It says in the Braisa that if it's a Dava offered, you could hire new workers up to 40, 50 Zuz more. Not just Kadis Kharan, a lot more. Amalei, Kitanyahi, Shabasa, Chavila, Beyadai. So Rashi says, what does it mean? And they came with a tractor and their different tools. And they came with all those stuff. I could hold those stuff towards payment. So if you look at Tosis asked him, came pshita. And Shai says, why is it pshita? Why can I take their tools as a shibud for the new salary? Why is it so pashut? So you look at the Maram. Maram says that they were talking about a case here. That was part of a contract. That whatever they brought in, all the tools they brought in were meshubed. It says, "V'divrei Tosis mashma shehem afarshim shabas chavilo yadash apel noisin chavil lasser liyad balabayis amanas b'miachzaboy shiyisker lo apel macherim." They gave this in as a deposit that if they back out, you can be able to hire a new pilim against these tools. So that's why it was pashut according to Tosfos. Tosfos answers maybe think it's a smachta in Tosfos. But Kapanim, the Basa Chavil Yad, according to Moshe Shoyna, means that they activate a contract and those things can be meshubed to the salaries of anyone new you're going to have to bring in if they back out.
Which is Kitanya here? Which case?
Abba Mechamishim Zuz. That was a braisa. Abba Mechamishim Zuz is talking about a case. How you can do so much? Abba Basa Chavil Yad, that's that case. The case of 40-50 Zuz. Zog the new Mishnah. So that's the end of the Payalim. Now I want to go into the sugis of renting. Again, like we said, Bar Mitzia is like covering all business law, the home itself is Bar Mitzia. So first we talked about employees and employers. Now we're talking about renting. So in those days, instead of renting a car or a truck, you rented a chamar. So all these things, you could make a tzushtel and apply it to our life. It'll be more in renting cars or trucks or tractors. Someone rents a chamar, he has to bring up schera somewhere, go through the mountainous area, and that's what he told him, I'm going to bring it through a har. He went through the valley, or a bikka, or he rented it in order to take it in the bikka in the valley, he brought up the mountain. They're both exact same amount of miles and distance. Umesa, it dies chayiv. You're chayiv because you switched the place. You switched the contract. The idea was to bring it to the har. You brought it to the bikkah, and we assume it died because you switched it. And we'll see in the Gemara, like why did it die? Like what was bikkah and har gadu anything? Look, it's chayiv. The next case is very similar, and here it explains what could be different. Hasaychas chamar licha bahar, valicha bikkah, and he walked the bikkah, and what happened in mechlika? It slipped. It slipped and fell. So look, is that ipater? Because if it sure would have slipped in the har. So that they brought to the bikka didn't make it slip. But if it got overheated, then chayiv, because the valley is much warmer, much hotter than the mountain. So then he's chayiv because he switched the contract and he went to a place where it was too hot. What about the opposite case? Licha b'bikka v'licha b'har. They're supposed to bring it in the valley and he might say brought it up a mountain. If it slips, chayiv, because it wasn't going to slip in a bikka. It's much more slippery on a mountain. If it got overheated, then potter, because in the har it's better ear. But in machmas hamayla, chayiv. If you realize that it was machmas going up the mountain and got overheated, then you chayiv, because you see that's out the mountain. Like Tosfos speaks out of the Maslo'im. In time of Hechi Adinon, how do you know? Tosfos says that you saw it was sweating away, and therefore you went up the mountain and you chopped that it was out the mountain that it's overheated.
That's all these cases, aren't they all just different cases of?
No, they're not at all. So you concentrate, and we'll see in the Gemara that there'll be more than an ask. Maestro race by Seifa. It's a stira, the race to the Seifa. It may ask me to ask. The race says, Stam you switch to Chayiv. That's probably what you're asking. You ask like this. The race says, Stam you switch to Chayiv. In this next case, it says, Dafka, if something happened, different because of the mountains. So the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha, what's the difference? So it's very negay. Every word's very negay. A new case. So the first case, really two cases, are cases where you switched what you were supposed to do. You rented a car to go to the mountains, and instead you took it into the swamps. Whatever the case is, you took it to the wrong place. So there, you know, this truck only goes in certain places. You took it to the wrong place. That's the first part of the Mishnah, and it says different afkaminas. We have to explain this when we see the Gemara. But the end of the Mishnah is like this. Haseicha es chamar vehevrika. If you hire a chamar vehevrika, and we'll see what it means. If it becomes blind, we'll touch. We'll see tomorrow exactly what it means. Oh, so you rent a chamar, and it becomes blind, but not blind that it's not usable. It's usable, you gotta really watch it and make sure it goes straight. In those days, whenever the melech needed extra animals for a war or whatever it is, they just grabbed the animal for a few weeks. And that's what happened. I rented this chamar for 2 months, And mitamol, it's blind. It got a sickness and it got blind, or the melech took it for a few weeks. Oymelo reis ofanecha. The balabas, the person who's renting it, tells them, Harei shalach lefanecha. Here, it's for you. It's your fault. Mesa oynishbara. But if it just drops dead or it breaks and it's not usable anymore, chayv lahamar lechamar. You have to replace it. You have to replace the chamar because it's a big shaila what the case was. You say chamar zeh or chamar stam. But like Rashi says, chayv amaskir limkar arvan avela leklovim, and then lahoysif mayois, ulahamar lechamar, but you're giving on a chamar. Or yisklachar, but mayneela, or rent him a new chamar. It's your problem to supply a new chamar. In the first case, where you just got a little bit less usable and less efficient, that, I can say, it's your mazel. But if I don't have something to supply you with, the thing is dead, then you have to get him a new chamar. It means, if you rent a car, and you start the car and the car is dead, you have to give him another car. And even in the middle of the way, if he's driving up to the mountains and the transmission goes, you got to give him a new car. Finish. But if you're going up to the mountains and you realize the car does not go over, it's something happened afterwards, obviously, it doesn't go over 60 miles per hour anymore, no, then you keep it. That's it. You're stuck with the 60 mile per hour car. That's what it means in the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Maestro Reisha. Deloy kom aflig, maestro de kom aflig. Like Moshe was asking here, the Mishnah, what's the chilv to the Reisha and the Seifa? And the Reisha, it says, umesos, chayiv, just for changing. And then the Seifa says, depends. If he slipped, and it was the mountain, and he changed to the mountain, it's a problem. It's just making chalukim, chalika, hochma. What's going on over here? Amri Berbiana, Reisha, Shemesa, Machmas Avir, Darmina, Avir, Dahar, Kotla, Darmina, Avir, Dabika, Kotla. The case in the Reisha was that it didn't slip and it didn't overheat. It died from a heart attack. Now, we are assuming that it wasn't used to the ear. So, if it's supposed to go in the bika and you brew it to the mountain, we'll say that the mountain ear was not good for it and it died. Or the opposite. If it's supposed to go to the mountain, you brew it to the bika, the valley ear was not good for it, and therefore it died machmas avir. Zok tois is very important tois, kagoyin. You have to read tois inside, it's very important. Pirish. It has to be, you knew that day, the ear in the mountains were different than the bika. Oy ipcha, mishala goyimotar, could snow or rain. You could have just said, oh, went to a different mountain, maybe the ear in the mountain is different. No, the ain regilus or stanis aver. El maharam lebika. It's a mahar lahar, bika, bika, in derech laver lestanis. He's saying the case was that you know that the day, you're supposed to bring in the valley, you went up to the mountain, but you knew that day was a major snowstorm on the mountain. And the ear was terrible there, whatever it was, whatever the matzah was. So there you could explain it, oh, it died because of that. And that's why they picked the case Haram Bikam, because that's usual where you can have major climate changes from one place to another place. Masha'inkin, from a har to har, wouldn't apply. So that's the first part of the ratio. Why Yechayah? Because it died Machmas Avi. Rav Yosef Rechni Noma, Gunche Mesa Machmas Uvtsina. It died because of being too tired. And you can hear that either way, the har in some ways is harder. Why? Because you have to schlep it up a mountain. And the bika is worse in a way because it's hotter. So in this case, you didn't actually see it overheat, because that's the case of the second case of the Mishnah here. It died from the exhaustion. It died from exhaustion. So here, you can each one may exus, and therefore if you change the contract, you chay. Third shot. Rav Amma gun shekisha nachash. The case was, it got bitten by a snake. Frek Toisvis, that if it got bitten by a snake, so what does it got to do with a har and a bika? Even a bika and a bika. If you know, what's the case? It must be you knew that the place you went to had a lot of snakes. So the place you went to had a lot of snakes. So l'chayra, the place you went to had a lot of snakes. Then if there's a place, then what's the difference if it's a hara bika? Because it's a bika to bika. And for Taisvah, it's a very important aside. Taisvah says that we're going with Maniyam T'chlasa B'shiyav Sefer Bainus. And since here, when you change to the bika, let's say, or to the har, there was a chosav pshia klape slipping. Or in the bika, klape overheating. You were chosav pshia there. So now it's soifa bainis on the nachash. It's soifa bainis on the nachash. That's what happens. Because the echanami, the nachash taka, it could have been anywhere. But like the Ramashos, because they have echanami, it's litlois, ha'inis v'pshia. a lot of times you have to make some kind of tliya, the oinus in the pshia. Shashina lalicha baha, mahar labeka, biklahar, the shema when you licha and welcome shahista, lahir sham nachash. Lamaisa, maybe we would have gone to other places, wouldn't have been a nachash here. You switch places, which is a pshia because of slipping. Lamaisa found a nachash here, and that's why you chayiv. So far we have three pshatim in the race of Ishta, why it's not machalik between slipping and chukmah. Pshat number one is, it died from a heart attack. We say that the ear was different. We knew the ear was different, like Tyson speaks out. Second pshat was, that it died from exhaustion, and each one has a reason why it's more exhausted. The third pshat is hekisha nachash, and it's going with the Madi Yomar tchilasa Reb Shia v'seif abayinu zchayim. So let's see now the fourth pshat. Reb Chiya ba'abar v'yechonu amani rameihi. It's going to ramei. Don't call him ma'avra al daish shal abayis nigra gazlin. That anyone who changes from the abayis tapa amabayis nigra gazlin. He's called a gazlin, which means like this: once you're a gazlin, he's chayim olintim. You're right. It's a big oinus. It's a big oinus. If it's a big oinus, so why chayiv? There it is, because you change. Once you change, you're a gazdan. Once you're a gazdan, it's your shos, and therefore you chayiv. I, the seifa is mechalik, if you slipped, you didn't slip. The seifa is going to go into the rabbanon, Rashi speaks out. Comes out, reisha rameyer, seifa rabbanon. First part of Mishnah is rameyer, and the second part of Mishnah is rabbanon. So that's going to rameyer. That's the fourth pshat that we're going to rameyer, that you're a gazdan.